It's estimated up to 50,000 Irish soldiers were killed in the First World War. Most of their stories have been lost to time and revolution, but a body of artistic work that remains helps preserve a sense of their anger, sadness, and fear. This month at the Irish Art Center, poet Paul Muldoon, musician Declan O'Rourke, and historian Miles Dungan bring some of this music and poetry to life.
Well, how do you do, young Willie McBride? Do you mind if I sit here down by your graveside and rest for a while neath a warm summer sun? I've been walking all day and I'm nearly done.
I was quite a young boy, I suppose, probably only 5 or 6. And I remember being fascinated with this character, Willie McBride.
I see by your gravestone you were only 19 when you joined the great fallen in 1916. Well, I hope you died well, and I hope you died clean. Or young Willie McBride, was it slow and obscene? Did they beat the drums slowly? Did they play the fife lowly? Did they sound?
The Great War really forced poets to give up the rather beautified, sweet-sounding verses that really didn't have a great deal to say about how the world works.
It was war on such a huge scale, and the loss of human life was so tremendous that it just baffles the mind, I think, you know.
It was the war to end all wars, except it didn't. It was the Great War, except it was followed by an even greater war. And in its turn, it has created a number of smaller wars, but nasty, ugly wars that have followed.
Well, young Willie McBride, I can't help wonder why. Did those that lie here know why did they die? And did they believe when they answered the call? Did they really believe that this war would end wars? Well, the sorrow, the suffering, the glory, the pain, the killing and dying were all done in vain. For young Willie McBride, it all happened again and again and again and again and again. Did they beat the drums slowly? Did they play the fife lowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? And did the band play?
Declan O'Rourke, Paul Muldoon, and Miles Dungan will be performing Poems and Songs of the Great War at the Irish Arts Centre November 19th, 20th, and 21st. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit irishartscentre.org.
Did they beat the drums slowly? Did they play the fife lowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? And did the band play the last post and chorus? And did the pipes play the flowers of the forest?